definitely.
So I'm curious, this is a lot about, you know, looking for the job and, you know, getting the right amount that sort of is what you think you're worth for the salaries. Do you have any examples, and I don't know if you do, but of when you're on the job, like, are there ways to be, you know, I have this nagging thing that I feel like a lot of times we're in a job and we sort of go, well, that's our job description, so I'll have to stay within that. But it sounds like there's a bit of that mentality that we could use on our jobs as well to say, hey, you know, I know this is my job, but I could do more. And when do you make that decision to do more?
Yeah.
And have you, I mean, I'm sort of leading the interview here, but I'm just curious whether when you said that, does that apply to when you're already on a job as well? And how you look at your role and sort of, you know, changing your role as you see opportunities.
It definitely does. You know, it's not something, it's a mentality. So you can apply it to really anything. Whether it be even, you know, it may not even be career related, but I think,
that's true.
Yeah, in this sense, you know, I think that, yeah, from the question you're asking, I think in my experience, there have been examples. And one that, the first one that comes to mind is when I was working for a very large internet retailer, I came in as a contractor just on a very brief 3-month engagement where I was brought on as a project manager. This was more of something, you know, personally, it was more of just something that I wanted to initially kind of give me some time to decide what I wanted to do next in my career. And so I thought, okay, well, yeah, I'll come in, project manage this project. It'll be you know, a pretty short engagement, and then I'll be out of there. But during the time that I was there, I started to explore with some of the people that I was working with what they were doing in customer-centric marketing, because the topic of customer-centric marketing has always been a theme throughout my career and work that I've done in my career, as well as my passion in what I do. So
they didn't hire you for that.
No,
they
no.
just hired you for project management.
For project management, uh-huh.
And
yeah.
you kind of actually found an opportunity, it sounds like.
Well, it wasn't even an opportunity yet. It was more of just I started to ask questions about the way that they were doing things in terms of the way that they operated within marketing and what they had done in terms of this specific, in terms of the area of database marketing and customer-centric marketing, which is, of course, as you know, you know, a big part of my experience.
Right.
And so through just sort of asking the questions and discovering where they were at and some of these gaps that could be filled and opportunities, you know, it was inspiring to me. And I started to just sort of develop some ideas and put ideas together into presentations. And out of, you know, nobody asking me to do this, but it was an opportunity that I thought that the company could really benefit from.
Wow. Okay.
And
you
so,
almost like found an opportunity, proposed it to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then did you end up work on it?
Yeah. So this 3 months of a contracting position turned into 3 years.
And you went from being a project manager to being sort of
to leading this effort of,
oh wow.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
for that specific, area.
Okay.
Of this type of marketing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, did you, when you were asking questions
mm-hmm.
to marketing and trying to uncover these gaps and stuff, was that part of your project management role that you were already doing it with the, you just kind of had a passion and you started finding people and you're like, wait, tell me more about this. Kind of almost on the side, it's like a side thing.
Yeah. I mean, I was already working within the department, like the marketing group, but my role was project management coming in.
And how did people take the fact that you were asking questions that was kind of not in your role?
Well, I think they got excited too because, you know, it wasn't so much, I think this company also is very, is a very innovative company. So the culture there was that they would be very open to new ideas. But even if that's not always the case, I think if you approach it as not that you're trying to encroach on any you know, work. It's like more
show
like,
that you know better, but more that you're just trying to figure out a better way to help the company.
Well, and it's more like, I think if it helps them come up with new ideas, you know, everybody wins, because, you know, these ideas don't take off with one person.
Right.
And if the people that I'm working with see value in it too, then everybody sort of rallies behind it, and there's this exciting new opportunity to pursue, which then turned out to become much bigger than myself.
Right.
But the department, the company, became organized around this sort of customer-centric marketing. And so it was very...
That's awesome.
Humbling, yeah, to just see kind
you
of
said
how...
humbling?
Yeah, kind of how this one little thing takes off, and you know, it can become something much bigger than myself.
Right. You just happen to have a passion. It's interesting you said you were just kind of almost using it as a stopover while you're thinking about your career.
Yeah.
And you'd ended up creating a career move.
Yeah.
In the role, right, instead of like looking for something else, because you saw the companies were open to it, you had a skill to help, and you brought them the idea, but kind of let them take off with it if they accepted it.
Right, right. And, yeah, I mean, and of course it had a lot to do with the great people that I was working with as well, and that they were also passionate about the topic and took it, you know, like it just kind of went from a very small group and grew organically to a much larger initiative, that many people were behind and spearheaded.
Wow. So, that is awesome. Those are great stories.
Thanks.
I guess final thoughts. Just, I think you've already said a little bit about like what are the you know, the things that we go through that limits ourselves. I really love this theme, because I think that we're sometimes not even aware of the inner dialogue that limits us. And I mean, I guess, you know, there's a lot of people that read our that comes to my blog. There are some people that are just coming out of college. There's some people that are 15 years in their careers that may have said this to themselves, maybe for the last 15 years, and maybe have stopped themselves. I guess what, you know, they don't have to just start from the beginning and say, you know, let's say you're talking to someone that's been 10 years, and they could go further, but they sort of kind of are where they are. What would you say to them from this experience, these experiences that you have?
Yeah, I would say, you know, that it's really what, you know, you will always, even if you do have self-doubts or thoughts of where you feel like if you're stuck in a certain, at a certain level, but if you choose to shoot beyond what you think you're even capable of, you will become that. If you believe that you can do it, then you will do it. You know, that's at least the first step. Of course, there's a lot more that goes into it, and you actually have to work really hard to get yourself to your vision or your hopes and dreams, but it has to start from believing in yourself and believing that that you can. So, yeah.
I have one zinger question for you. Has there ever been, you know, these are all great, successful stories of you going after it, and then it worked out. Are there times where you did go after it? And I don't need like specific examples necessarily, but it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then what did you say to yourself?
So definitely there has been times where that's happened. And
I mean, you can give an example if you like, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
there's been times where, so the same scenario of, say, for instance, the salary negotiations happened, and I threw out a ballpark and they said, no, sorry, this just is, you know, much higher than what our range for this role is. And I said, okay, well, appreciate your time and thanks, you know, and then moved on to the next one.
Right.
Because I don't think I would have been happy there if they, you know, if they at this point, because I had the experience and known what I can do, or what, you know, sort of what I've coached myself to do, that I wouldn't want to just settle for something that, you know, maybe is, I thought was good enough, but maybe I can do better. So just keep trying.
Yeah. Awesome. This is awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Leigh.